Good morning and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
Emma, we have some exciting news to share today about the UK's next generation flying combat, air demonstrator.
Oh, I see. What can you tell me about it?
Well, engineers from Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce, Leonardo UK, MBDA and the Ministry of Defence are working together to develop technologies for the Tempest supersonic stealth combat aircraft.
Wow, that is so cool. And when is it set to fly?
The flying technology demonstrator was first announced in July 2022, and it's set to fly within the next 4 years.
I see, and how are they developing it?
They're using innovative digital techniques and transformative processes, combined with the expertise of the UK's world-class defence industry.
That sounds impressive. What about testing?
Test pilots from Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce and the Royal Air Force have already flown over 150 hours in a new simulator at Bay Systems in Warton, Lancashire.
Wow, I didn't know that. And how is this simulator helping?
It's enabling rapid assessment of the flight control systems during complex maneuvers, with the simulator capturing crucial data years before the first flight.
That's amazing. What other technologies are being used?
Bay Systems engineers have used auto-coding to create safety-critical systems software in just days instead of weeks.
Right, and what about the engine testing?
They've been carrying out aerodynamic engine testing at Rolls-Royce's site in Filton, Bristol, using advanced manufacturing processes to produce an engine duct with a unique shape.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Yes, the intake has fewer moving parts than a traditional fighter jet design, enhancing the aircraft's stealthy design.
I see, and what about the ejection seat trials?
Working alongside UK crew escape specialist Martin Baker, a team of Bay Systems engineers led ejection seat trials using a rocket-propelled sled travelling at speeds over 500 miles per hour.
Wow, that's quite a speed. And what about the collaboration?
Engineers have worked alongside junior team members to pass on vital skills for future developments of Tempest.
That's great to hear. What does this mean for the future?
This range of novel technologies will demonstrate key elements of the next generation combat air design, as well as the skills, tools, and processes needed for Tempest.
And what about the Global Combat Air Programme?
The programme will deliver Tempest with the UK, Italy, and Japan.
I see, and what are the leaders saying about this programme?
Richard Berthon from the MOD said the programme is a remarkable effort to design and build a supersonic stealth jet that will prove integration and develop national skills.
And what about Neil Strang from Bay Systems?
He said it's another once-in-a-generation opportunity to write the next chapter in aviation history.
That sounds promising. What about the timeline?
The goal is for Tempest to enter service by 2035.
And how many people are involved in this programme?
Currently, there are 1,000 people involved across UK industry and the supply chain.
That's quite a team. What about the future talent?
Young apprentices and graduates are working alongside experienced engineers, acting as a beacon to attract future generations of engineers.
That's excellent. And what about the aerodynamic testing results?
Conrad Banks from Rolls-Royce said the aerodynamic testing has validated complex digital techniques and models.
And what about the collaborative working practices?
They've fostered highly collaborative working practices between Bay Systems and Rolls-Royce teams.
That's impressive. And what about the Secretary of State for Defence?
Ben Wallace announced plans for the new combat air demonstrator to fly within 5 years.
And what did he say about it?
He said the design and development of the demonstrator aircraft represents an important milestone, showcasing the success and talent of UK engineers, programmers, and software developers.
That's a great endorsement. And what does this mean for the Northwest?
Well, the Northwest is home to Bay Systems in Warton, where much of the testing and development is taking place.
Right, and what about the impact on the local economy?
This programme will likely have a significant impact on the local economy, creating jobs and fostering innovation in the aerospace sector.
That's a positive outcome. And what about the future of aerospace in the UK?
This project is a testament to the UK's ability to remain an industry leader in defence and aerospace capability.
That's a strong statement. And what about the next steps?
The next steps involve moving forward with confidence to deliver on the next stage of the flying demonstrator development.
That sounds like a solid plan. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
Stay safe and we'll see you next time.